Well, it is Winterfest 2017, and that takes place in Chatham, New York, an all-day event. Actually, nine hours worth of stuff. Begins at 10 o'clock and goes until 6 o'clock. And with us right now on the telephone, I do believe we have Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, and you?
Good. All right. Is it as cold up there as it feels down here?
It's pretty chilly this morning.
Have you been out to your car yet?
I haven't been out to the car, but I can hear the wind outside, and I was outside last night, so...
Well, be prepared to fight with your door to open.
Because
the moisture frozen, like every car that I've seen, and I've had people call in this morning. So just be prepared, and don't be so disgruntled when you find out that it's going to be hard to open your door.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
All right. So now, we as a radio station, we're going to be in Chatham on Saturday. Pete Nugent and I, we've got our 50% off local gift certificates for merchants, not only for Chatham, but over in towards the Great Barrington area and that whole area. But let's talk a little bit about Winterfest. It is coming up this Saturday from 10 until 6, and really it is a day full of a myriad of different activities.
Yeah, the whole village will be full of festivities. I know different merchants will be offering different specials. We'll have, homemade cookies and cocoa for visitors to our store.
You know, it's funny. I look at the different organizations and events that are going on, and like I said, we're going to be beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning. Broadcasting live from the crooked piece of junk coffee shop.
Now, the People's Pub. Upstairs.
Yeah, we're going to be upstairs from the People's Pub, and we're going to be there for 2 or 3 hours, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be our first excursion, but I also see that basically, starting at 10 o'clock, you've got carolers and music and exhibitions. You've got businesses participating all throughout the town, and you have social service organizations also participating. You've got local artisans, you've got wine and spirits. I mean, you've got tractor rides that are going on. I mean, is this an annual event that's been going on for some time?
It has. It's been going on for a few years now. This is the first year that we are celebrating Winterfest on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. I believe that this will give us a better turnout. I believe that Sunday's traffic was a little bit light because I think a lot of would-be festival goers are heading back to their place in the city or other things to do, getting ready for school. I think Saturday is going to give us a better turnout.
You know, when I look at what you've got, we'll talk about the whole days, but beginning at 3 o'clock, you've got an indoor string concert that is taking place at 15 Main Street at the forefront. And at 4 o'clock, a couple hours, the carolers, the students from the Chatham High School, they'll be going throughout the village. Then something that's pretty interesting is a native traditional solstice blessing that's going to happen on Main Street at Ellen Lynch Photography. And then, I think this is pretty cool, you're going to wrap up the whole day from 8 to 11 at Chatham Brewing with a holiday sweater contest and the disc jockey T-Bone.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know about all the events. I'm getting jealous now that I'm going to be in my store and not able to attend everything.
So let's talk about your store a little bit. Let's talk about your store.
Fire away. What do you want to know?
Just let people in our area know exactly what your store is, what you do, the hours that you're going to be open, and what you're going to be featuring on this weekend.
So I am in business in Chatham selling women's clothing with my husband, Robert. This is our 18th year. I started the business as a potter. It's transformed into a clothing store. That's a long story in itself. I sell figure-flattering clothing to women of all ages, easy to wear, flattering, made in the USA primarily or fair trade. It's a really easy atmosphere. People that have been in feel comfortable. It's gaining customers from far and wide. I had a woman find us from Hartford last week, and she drove all the way.
Hmm. It's interesting. So you've developed a lifestyle business and actually turned it into a pretty good business.
Yeah, we have. I think part of it is the ease that people feel when they come into the store. We're not intimidating. They feel comfortable once they get to realize the atmosphere. It's not cold. It's warm and inviting. I'm really a friendly person, and I think that comes across pretty soon as they walk into the store. I've also got a knack for helping people find clothing that works for their body type. And we sell clothing from casual, everyday, to special, occasional.
All right, and what's your website address?
It's Leah's Chatham what's our website, Robert? LeahsChatham.com.
Okay, LeahsChatham.com is the website. You know, while you were talking there, I was just looking at what's going on in Chatham on Saturday, and one of our underwriters, Bimmy's Cheese Shop, from 10:30 till 5, is going to have a traditional switch like have a lunch with hot chocolate, warm cider there. The Crandall Theater is going to have a free screening of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer beginning at 11 o'clock. And then, like I said, there's pet photos with Santa at Our Community Cares. We will be, once again, at Crooked Piece of Junk Coffee Shop upstairs on the second floor. But there's so many things going on all day long in Chatham on Saturday. And for people to find out more of the information, it's pretty simple. Visit ChathamNewYork.com. Visit ChathamNewYork.com, and you'll see a link for Winterfest. So this is a pretty big change for you to change the date from Sunday to Saturday. But I think it's a pretty smart move because you're so centrally located that people can come down from the north or even, like I said, over from Massachusetts. It's not that far, maybe a 25, 30-minute ride from the Massachusetts border to where you are. And, of course, from the Hudson area and from the Columbia County area as well. I think it's going to be a nice day, and it's definitely going to have the feel of winter out there.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I like nothing better than a great celebration. So any excuse, I'll be baking cookies with Robert and serving hot chocolate with buttershot schnapps.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you should come down and have some.
I like schnapps. That's right. Well, that is the Chatham Winterfest once again on Saturday, and you'll see us there and a lot of other people there. Thanks. I know getting up early this morning and doing this was a chore, and I really do appreciate you talking with us.
I've looked forward to it. Thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is the Winterfest in Chatham, New York. Once again, this weekend, as I said, we'll be there, and you'll be able to find us. Chatham Winterfest is on the web at Visit Chatham, New York. Visit ChathamNY.com. Visit ChathamNY.com.